Well, in 2 weeks' time, Christmas will be here. And if you're anything like me, you're yet to get started with purchasing presents. Fortunately, we've got Professor Claire Collins in the studio with ideas for last-minute gifts to keep the family healthy. Morning, Claire. So what gifts should people keep in mind for Christmas?
Well, it sounds like you're like most people and you haven't even made a start.
Not quite.
Not quite. I want to make a plug for giving people something that'll keep on giving, and by giving them something related to nutrition and that'll keep them healthy, perhaps related to cooking. So if you're a grandparent out there and you'd love your grandchildren to be able to cook healthy, then give them a kids' cookbook and their own mixing bowl, their own wooden spoon, their own little apron, and give them an IOU for a cooking lesson by grandma and grandpa. And I reckon your children will love it if you take the grandkids off their hands and give them a cooking lesson.
Sure. So what distinguishes a children's cookbook from an adult cookbook then?
Well, when I was doing my Christmas shopping yesterday and I went into the cookbook section, it actually says kids cookbook on the cover. And there's some great ones there. I was just in Big W, and so, or any level of bookshop will have them. So the same applies to adults.
Yep.
There's lots of healthy cookbooks out there. But another way of approaching it is, let's say you think one of your kids or your friends might be interested in learning Thai cooking. Give them the Thai cookbook, then go to the supermarket, look at the main curry pastes that are in that cookbook and give them those as well. So red curry, green curry, yellow curry paste. Same applies for, say Mexican. Let's say you've got a teenage child who's out on their own but their finances are a bit tight. Give them one of those five-ingredient cookbooks and give them some of the ingredients, or give them like a Mexican cookbook and then, you know, some taco shells and Mexican sauce and things like that. Now, if you've got a bit more money to spend, the other sort of thing you can do is give someone cooking lessons. I had a bit of a look in Newcastle and I found some on the essential ingredient. They seem to have some vouchers that you could get for cooking lessons. If you're really exotic, you can get a cooking lesson for the seafood cooking school in Sydney. And then some of the other sorts of things you can do is, if you want to send someone a gift, and this is what I'm sending my family in Queensland, I'm sending them a box of cherries, or if you've got someone in Newcastle, a box of mangoes if they're, you know, going nuts for fresh fruit. So any of those things are gifts that keep on giving. For an older relative who lives by themselves, there's a great company called Tender Loving Cuisine, and they home deliver healthy meals, specifically catering for older people and for things like diabetes as well.
And so in terms of Christmas, we all often associate food as being essential to the Christmas experience. So for you, what makes a great Christmas lunch or dinner?
Well, number one, and this goes right back to my childhood, it's actually all the frills, if you like. So it's actually the tablecloth. It's actually getting out the best china and having everybody there, and, you know, the bonbons and the Christmas hats.
So you'd be a
fan
of Christmas china?
Oh, it doesn't have to be Christmas china. It's just the best stuff that's often at the back of the cupboard. So it's actually about the people and being together rather than only about the food. And if you're catering for others, then try and keep the salads, the healthy salads, the beautiful fruit going. I think, you know, by the end of the Christmas season, most people, if you don't want to look at one more slice of Christmas pudding. So it doesn't have to be about that. Of course, it includes that. But take the time to indulge in all the most beautiful fresh produce that we've got in Australia, including fresh seafood. And remember, it's about the people, not only about the food.
Absolutely. And, well, this being your final segment of 2017, I just want to say a big thanks on behalf of Mark and myself for coming in every fortnight and giving us the best nutritional advice.
Oh, pleasure. Hey, and I'll be back next year and we can kick off again sometime in January.
Looking forward to it, Claire. Professor Claire Collins talking Christmas on 2NURFM.